break.
It's time for the emergency break of the week.
First tiebreaker's penetrations, I think, isn't it?
I'm sorry?
Oh, that moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
How many times you've penetrated your opponent's 20-yard line?
Is that what you call the bottom?
What?
By a wheels-off comment.
Well, the bottom line, I guess, and how you determine a win, yeah, tiebreaker.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. Or technical meltdown.
Champ, the Dallas defense gave your boys the 23 skidoo all night long. What were they doing to play like the cat's pajamas?
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on the Little Ticket.
Is that not the biggest white knuckle ride ever? Hearing Tom trying to execute a quickly paced script.
Yes.
He always gets it out, but he's always on the edge of the cliff.
Just Breaks brings you the e-break. We'll give you three candidates. You get the vote on them for another week at 214-787-1310. First up, from the hardline, Mike Reiner. I can't figure him these days. He has some real senior moments, and then he has some real juvenile moments, like this one, when they were talking about the subject of gay marriage, and he had to get so graphic that he had to dump himself.
Now, this, I find this hard to believe. The governor has always believed and advocated that marriage is between a man and a woman. Our governor? Here in Texas? No.
Texas.
Look, my whole thing is, if you want to take that plunge, I don't care who you are, because it is battle royale. And if you can make it last, then more power to you. It means you really do like each other.
Take what plunge?
The marriage plunge. I don't care of getting married if you have five wieners.
I thought you meant the plunge into the...
Good God.
Oh, my God.
You know what? That's illegal. It's dump and chase. You cannot intentionally say something with your hand on the dump button ready to go.
Did you dump it too?
No, Mike did.
Yeah, I did.
No, he double dumped it.
We tripled it. So what do you think?
Wow. Right, wasn't it?
He just doesn't care anymore.
That was funny.
That was shocking.
He's quitting in February. He doesn't care anymore.
The first time I heard that verb plunge, I was waiting for, okay, who's going to go ahead and take the easy shot? It was Mike. Surprised it took him that long to get to it.
But he took the shot so graphically.
Yeah.
He didn't dance around it.
No, he didn't say bottom or something like that. He said something very vulgar.
All right, there's Ryan's up for an e-break. And then there's Norm. This is a tough part of the day when we have crosstalk with Norm. Now, I enjoy it. And this clip is really telling because you're going to hear, I try to support Norm. These guys tried to knock his feet out from under him daily. And here is one of those moments just the other day, maybe even yesterday, here on The Ticket. All right, out and about today, it's Norm getting ready for the NFL draft. Howdy, Norm.
So would, if he ran for president, would he then convert his apprentice show to a search for a vice president? Maybe. He'd have the vice president out selling widgets on the streets of Manhattan, or collecting charity for the Save the Garden Snake Fund, or something like that, and the winner would become his vice presidential running mate.
Maybe.
I'm
with you. These guys are laying out. I'm with you.
I'm not laying out. I was waiting for the rest of it.
Laying out.
I ain't. It's a great idea.
I do too, Norm.
I do too.
It's a great idea.
Me too.
Yep.
Where are you today, Norm?
I know.
Golly. Okay, now it was painful for Norm to eventually get there.
Yes.
That's the problem, is his jokes are coming round the mountain for about 40 or 50 miles, and I want to set it up in a staccato fashion, the joke that I'm going...
All right.
It's just...
It's so painful.
Yes. Why does he do that? Is he unsure of the wording of his joke, and that's why he's doing all these mental pauses?
It's called background. He just wants you to know what he's talking about there.
Oh, my God.
Now, who's that break on?
Norm.
Okay.
Who did you think it was on?
I thought he was going to put it on YouTube.
No.
I should be on Norm. I support YouTube, because how the hell are you supposed to respond to that?
He took a two-second sentence and stretched it into 3.5 minutes.
But I remember that. It was a couple days ago. Gordon was looking at his computer screen, and Junior had his head in his hand like this. And I I knew we were going nowhere fast.
It's because we've mentally checked out at 9:57.
And I never understand why when he hears our indifference the first time, right. He then back-sells it. So go back over the joke again.
For 10 years he's been doing that.
My gosh.
Did he really stall on this joke? I don't know if he really stalled on the delivery
of
this.
Out and about today. It's Norm getting ready for the NFL draft. Howdy, Norm.
So would, if he ran for president, would he then convert his apprentice show to a search for a vice president? Maybe. He'd have the vice president out selling widgets on the streets of Manhattan or collecting charity for the Save the Garden Snake Fund or something like that, and the winner would become his vice presidential running mate.
Maybe. I'm with you. These guys are laying out. I'm with you.
I'm not laying out. I was waiting for the rest of it.
Laying out.
I ain't. It's a great idea.
I do too, Norm.
I do too.
There's the back sell.
Great
me
idea.
Too.
Yep. Where are you today? Yeah, me too. All right, so there's Norm up for an e-break. And our third candidate is Corby from the Hardline, still battling puberty voice.
Go to the website, neograftdallas.com. There you can see exactly what the NeoGraft procedure is, the guy who runs it, the great Dr. Peter Maloof, and why everybody that trains for the NeoGraft procedure all across the country has to come down here and train under the great Dr. Maloof. You see, well, Dr. Maloof is the first guy to bring the procedure to the state of Texas. Thank you very much. He has done over 250,000.
How was Grooves helping him with that? Sound effect.
Bang.
And what is it with Corby? He's 50 now, right?
Yeah, he's pushing 50.
So why does he still sound like this?
You see. Well. You see. Well.
I think it's like, I think when you damage your vocal cords, that happens or something like that.
Really? Yeah. He has damaged vocal cords?
I think that's what causes it. I don't know.
All right. Well, it puts him up for an e-break along with Norm and Rhines at 214-787-1310. Please vote responsibly. Higher on the ticket, who wins the emergency break of the week?
I'd like to vote for Giorgio's slightly damp Union Jack underwear.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, America's favorite radio station.
I have two votes. One is for my favorite Selena cover band called Taco Period, and okay. The second one is Mike Reiner.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Jeez.
Hi, you're on the ticket, who wins the e-break?
I'd like to vote for contestant number two.
Norm?
I guess that's Norm.
Mm-hmm. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I'd like to vote for Norm's name game.
Yeah, why didn't we put that up? We never replayed that, did we?
No, we didn't.
We shouldn't.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
This is Joseph A. Bank Guy, and I'd like to vote for the smarmy, condescending 50% off Corby Davidson.
Thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Yes, I'd like to vote for Georgia's Tsunami underwear with radio.
All right, hi. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Tsunami underwear.
Hello, this is Prince Philip.
Oh, hey, Prince Philip.
Like to, hello. Me and Lizzie would like to vote for Norm. And also, we were just reading, George, that they found rings.
No, they didn't find anything. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
They found rings
the
on his anus.
Oh. Idiot. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Spank Miller's bloody diarrhea pamphlet, Corbin.
Jeez.
God.
Did you vote for Corby there at the end?
I voted for Corbin.
Yeah. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yes, Hooter Brown and XBomb.info.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
Jimmy Reiner.
Thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I'd like to vote for Daryl and Carlo and Mike Reiner.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Am I what I am right here?
Die.
Fake Natalie Maines?
Die.
Jeez.
I need you. I want to vote for Mike Reiner. Just so you know, love you.
Love you, too.
Love you, Natalie.
So much. 12
Hi. Years.
You're
every
on the
week.
Ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Give me the South Oak Cliff con man.
That would be Mike Reiner, and we have ourselves a winner.
Yay! Yay. Mike! Yay! Best friends!
Now, this, I find this hard to believe. The governor has always believed and advocated that marriage is between a man and a woman. Our governor? Here in Texas? No.
Texas.
Look, my whole thing is, if you want to take that plunge, I don't care who you are. because it is Battle Royale. And if you can make it last, then more power to you. It means you really do like each other.
Take what plunge?
The marriage plunge. I don't care getting married. If you have five wieners.
I thought you meant the plunge into the... Good God.
Oh, my God. You know what? That's illegal. It's dump and chase. You cannot intentionally say something with your hand on the dump button ready to go.
Did you dump it too?
And that's Ryan's picking up another e-brake. He's been pretty productive this year, has he not?
Yes, he's now won two in the last 4 weeks, and he breaks a fifth-place tie with Corby.
Nice. Yeah. Way to go, Mike.
Copied your cram rant there.
Yeah, a little bit. 8:10 here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. We'll get the thoughts of Michael Lombardi from the NFL Network, how the Cowboys did last night, and